Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention. With your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight, searching for disability services to find college. And with us in our virtual studio is returning guest Rodney Burson, who is we've had her on several times before. She's spectacular, got a lot of great insights. One of the things that I like about Romney is she knows her stuff because she's got her degree from Duke University and a JD from Harvard Law. But more importantly, she's got her diploma from the School of Hard Knocks, which is basically the only way you get that diploma is failing forward. So she's got a lot of great insights for us. Real quickly, tonight is Wednesday, January the 18th, the year 2017, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A few notes. Coming up real soon is the ADHD Women's Palooza Summit Teleconference Webinar. That's from February the 6th to the 11th in the year 2017. I'd like to – personal thanks to Linda Rogley and Terry Maitland for inviting me to be a speaker at this. It is about ADHD. It is about women's issues. It's spectacular. This is the second year they've done it. They did it last year. To learn more about it, go to ADHDpalooza, PALOOZA.com. I guarantee that you're really going to enjoy it. And they ask some really good questions. They do some really great interviews. And it's really, really kind of focused on ADHD women and issues, because ADHD does manifest differently between men and women. I never forget, I interviewed Dr. Patricia Quinn, I think 4 years ago, and in that interview about the differences, I was having about 50 ahas by the minute as that was kind of going through. It was spectacular. Another reminder, go to ADHDcrowdsource.com. It's a crowdsourcing website to raise money for small-scale research on ADHD worldwide. I think that's the end of our announcements, other than the fact that we are thrilled, honored, and cherish our relationship with Chad, which tonight's show is being brought to you by Chad. That's Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. They are the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. If you're not a member, you should become a member. They've got a lot of great services. They've got the magazine, expert webinars, a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But you need to be a member, not just for the services, but because they advocate on behalf of those with ADHD. Tonight's show is being brought to you. We have a little tip that we're going to play, and then we'll get into the meat of the show. So here we go.
Want school mornings to be stress-free? Planning the night before can make mornings run more smoothly for you and your child. Place a basket or box by the front door for backpacks, lunch boxes, coats, jackets, and whatever else your child might need to grab on their way out. For more tips to get the school year started right, go to the CHAD website, www.help4adhd.org. That's www.help4adhd.org.
All right, everybody. Again, thanks for Chad for your continued support. Let's get into the show. We have Romney Burson here. Romney, I have to tell you, when I'm looking for guests, every once in a while you luck onto one who really is very detailed and gets kind of what we do. And tonight we're here to pay attention to attention. Often people are going through the college process and they're searching for a college, and they kind of go down the funnel. At the end, they look at disability services, and we're going to talk about the notion of flipping that upside down, which might not necessarily be practical, but the idea of really focusing a little bit on disability services earlier on the approach. And Romney's the most spectacular person to have this. She's actually a life coach that specializes in ADHD. She also has her JD from Harvard Law School, and she graduated from the ADD Coach Academy. After many years of working as a corporate attorney, so she has that experience, so she can probably debate and argue with the best of them. Her experiences in raising her own children with ADHD and executive function issue has her interest in helping look forward. So to me, somebody's this smart, and they've got this situation, this is a calling. This is not a job for her or a thing that she does. It's a for hers. And I think that's what makes Romney really that good. She speaks with parents and children and other people with learning disabilities who are struggling. She's focused in on this. She works with different schools, U.S. And abroad. And really, to learn more about Romney, go to her website at BeFocusedCoaching.com. And that's B, just the letter B, FocusedCoaching.com. And with that, Romney, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And thanks for all those nice words. And I always love coming on. So thank you for having me.
Well, you have a lot of insights, and that's what we're really kind of all about. And insights, a lot of time, I like to define insights as the sudden comprehension that pays it, that the sudden comprehension that takes place when you pay attention to something differently. And tonight's center stage, again, my older son was, we were looking at schools. He doesn't have ADHD or anything like that, but we were looking at schools in general first. That defined where we went to visit, and we kind of worked our way down and got into engineering schools, and we kind of whittled it down. We chose among the last choices. And in this conversation before we put this thing together, that notion of people kind of almost like, almost pick the school, and then they go check out disability services. And I'm coaching somebody right now at a school where there's really disability services are non-existent, and this person really kind of needs them. And tonight I know you want to put a highlight on bringing that further up in the process to begin to think about. So tell us about how you came to really kind of want to do a show on this and highlight the need to research this in the process.
Well, I think there were a number of things that sort of brought this together for me. I think I've spoken in the past that I have two children currently in college, but I've actually gone through this college process three times. And one of the things that became clear with my oldest son, who's the one that I've gone through this process twice with, is really, I guess, the experience we had at the first school that he was at, where they certainly provided accommodations and services, but what you had to go through to actually utilize them was just laughable, because if he could have followed all the procedures, he wouldn't have needed the accommodations in the first place. And then I think it was also just the fact that, you know, trusting that the fact that he got accommodations would have been told to important people like his advisor, especially since he signed the FERPA form giving the school permission to share all this information, and then to realize that that information was not shared, and how this had, all of this had such a negative impact on his experience. And now, this wasn't ultimately the only reason why he ended up leaving that school, but I think that's what really, you know, sort of opened my eyes to the fact that, boy, you know, if only I had known. And you said, you really hit the nail on the head. I mean, I do what I do as a labor of love, and I really view my coming on your show and the things that we talk about as kind of an obligation on my part. I feel that having, as you said, gone through the School of Hard Knocks and all the things I continue to learn and the work I do with my own clients and things that I seek out and learn about, that if I can share that information and help people be a few steps further down the road than they otherwise would be, then that's what I should do. So here we are.
Just a few things I want to kind of like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you've been through this three times. Your older son, you went through it once, and then you did the second time, and you talked about the first time with him. It was a bit of a challenge, and we interviewed Neil Pearson of the Edge Foundation years ago, and he talked about, you know, there's so much of stuff out there, and I loved how he said it was really well-intended, but the process is punitive to those with ADHD. It almost like, let's set this thing up so it's as hard as possible on you based on your disabilities and the challenges. Would you echo that, or would you like to change that statement? Because, again, it's there. Everybody means really well, but it's difficult sometimes to actually get to it.
I think that this process is hard for everyone now.
Okay.
Let me step back from it and say, I don't think you could talk to a parent in the area where I live who wouldn't tell you that they think the process is abysmal and horrible and crushing and fraught with anxiety and all that. Do I think it's especially hard for ADHD and their families? I do, to the extent that you now have another layer of issues and questions and things to consider. So you're taking what's already a very complex, time-consuming, lengthy, anxiety-ridden process, and now you're throwing yet another towel on top of it. So
okay.
I do. But the other thing, though, that I think sort of to your point is, you know, this process now stretches out for 18 to 24 to 36 months. And that's a long time to hold anybody's attention. And so now to talk to somebody with ADHD and expect them to be on top of their game and fully engaged for that long of time and is you know, almost impossible. And there's a lot to this process that is just numbingly boring, right? And we could do a whole show about how to deal with those and what those problems are. But so, yes, I do think that the process, you know, is more complex, is more difficult, but is it insurmountable? No. It's really about sort of knowing what you need to know so that you're putting yourself in the best possible chance for success as you navigate this process and then ultimately get to the end game.
Wow. Knowing what you need to know, and since you've done it three times with one twice, then that's spectacular. We come back to the – I need to go to break here for a second. When I come back, I want to kind of get in detail of knowing what you need to know. But before we do that, I want to share actually kind of a recent experience. I find it fascinating out there because technology is really exploding around me, and there's so many tools out there, and there's so many clever things. And I was coaching an individual about a year ago who was at a college and struggling and had some working memory problems, was complaining that they would struggle. They could either take notes and get the notes, but they wouldn't understand what the teacher said or pay attention to what the teacher said, but they couldn't take notes at the same time. So they were having a working memory problem, taking it, processing, kind of getting it down. And they went to disability services. And they ended up with some kid that would volunteer that just sat there and took notes, and she would listen to him. And apparently the kid wasn't a very good note taker, and she said basically this was really kind of useless. Fast forward, I was coaching an individual, and just recently they were at a completely different college, and they went to disability services, and they were describing this. And they walked in, and they said, okay, listen, there's this Evernote app that you can do where you can tape the lecture and you can type at the same time, or LiveScribe is this technology where it's really kind of cool. Is there's like a special piece of paper you got to write, but your pen is recording the lecture. And if you put a star on the paper, you're writing the notes. You can actually take the pen and push it down on the paper where you were writing, and you can hear the audio right at that point in time. So if you have an hour lecture, you can just kind of take your pen through your notes and just listen and reinforce the snippets. And it was fascinating to me because the differences in the disability services office is the one that had these types of things and said, hey, you have this issue, you can try this, you could try this, you could try this. And they were very tactical type things. So the other one that they were just throwing a solution that really didn't work, to me, is a little bit of an illustrative of the differences of some of the complexities or sophistication that you can get some of the disability office. So again, I got to go to break, but I want to give you an opportunity to comment on that before we do. Have you had that experience before? Is that unique, or thoughts?
No, I don't think it's unique. It's interesting what you said about the LiveScribe pen. My older son is using it now, and he says it's the greatest thing ever. And just so people listening know, I mean, you can go online and buy one of these smart pens for your child. You don't have to rely on disability services. The schools are all getting much better, but yes, there is still great disparity. And so that's why talking about what you should be thinking about and things you can do as you're doing the process before you even get to the school is so important.
All right, so I'm going to come back and talk about what you need to know. Before we do, everybody, go check out Romney's website at a B, just the lowercase b, Burson. I'm sorry, BeFocusedCoaching.com. Again, that's B, just the letter B, not B-E-E, FocusedCoaching.com. With that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com. The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Romney Burson. We're talking about that notion of do you research the college and then check out the disability services, or do you focus on disability services in the college search and then kind of narrow it down. Before the break, we were talking about Romney's experience and what she's learned. And so Romney, from kind of kicking off this segment of it, tell us what parents need to know when looking at disability services and in college.
All right. So I think what I would strongly suggest is that when you're starting this process, whether, you know, different people start at different times. But there are some resources out there that you can utilize to get some general basic information. So, for example, Princeton Review publishes a book, The K&W Guide to Colleges for Students with Learning Differences. You can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any place where you would get your books. Important to note that the latest version is the 13th edition, and I stress that because, the information about the kinds of accommodations and disability services offered is changing all the time, and so you always want to have the most complete and up-to-date information. There are also people who have websites where what they do is they provide a lot of different services. Some provide college counseling resources for families of students with learning differences. They may be coaches. But there are many that sort of track all this data, and they go out and they talk to disability services at hundreds of different colleges, and they have it available online. That's the good news. The bad news is there's often a fee associated with it. One example of one such website is one called collegewebid.com. They have a bunch of questions, what you're looking for in a college, and then they'll make recommendations. And then, of course, if you pay the fee, you can see all their write-ups about disability services and accommodations. So there's those kinds of resources that you can utilize to get some just general good background information. Something that I don't know whether people might think about is before your child is actually assigned a college counselor at their school, I would recommend setting up an appointment with the head of college counseling. And I would go in and I would talk to them and ask whether there are any particular counselors within the department that have experience placing kids with ADHD or learning differences who will need accommodations, who will have some, experience with the kinds of accommodations that are offered at various colleges, so that, find out ahead of time, is there possibly one or more counselors who would be better for your child than others? And if you're lucky enough that there is, in fact, such a person or persons, then I would very strongly request that your child be placed with one of those people. Now, whether, in fact, such a person exists or not, the second thing that I would very strongly encourage families to do is once you know who your child's college counselor is going to be, set up an appointment immediately and go in and talk to them and really, educate them about your child, about your child needs, about the kinds of accommodations they may currently be getting, and the kinds of things that you think will be important for your child to have in college, and see what kind of knowledge and information they may have, but also, really stress that one of the things you're looking for them will be to have them help you sort of ferreting out this information as you go along. So that's what I call sort of the first level of gathering information.
So when you're talking about when you're there and you're assigned a counselor to go visit with them, in the search process, I know my son and I, we went to Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Florida, Florida State, and I live in Tampa. And when we did that, we were going there and we did tours of all those locations. Does it also make some sense to actually, when you're on those tours, because they have those guided things, actually to make an appointment with Disability Services at that time to go in and kind of go through that stuff as opposed to waiting until you're there?
Yes. Well, okay. So that's where now we get down to what I'll call sort of the second level of information, which is that, once you sort of have a sense of the schools that your student is interested in looking at, then when you're you have to plan your visit ahead of time. You often have to go online and register for the visit and all that.
Yep.
So yes, what I would strongly suggest is make an appointment to go in and meet with somebody from Disability Services while you're going to be there. Not only necessarily set up that appointment, but find out whether there's any possibility that you could meet with any current students at the university who get accommodations through Disability Services. Some schools have programs like that, some do not, but it never hurts to ask. Now, here's though what you have to keep in mind is that, I don't know if you did this, but we were known to try to go see two or even three schools in a day because, oftentimes you have expense and you have time that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to remember is if you're going to be adding in disability services to your visit, you're going to have to give yourself a lot more time at each of these schools. You may not be able to do, two, certainly not three in a day. And the other thing you have to keep in mind is that, these visits are exhausting before you even add in another component. And so keep in mind, the stamina of both your student and yourself.
Yep. It was funny because when we did ours, it was one school a day because there's so much driving around that we had to do all over this kind of the southeast. And as you say, two schools. I'm not so sure we could actually absorb it. The good part about it is we did it with another family or another individual and stuff, and it was great because we would talk about it, the two different experiences, because they would be kind of sometimes in different tour groups on our way to the next school. And there were a lot of learning was taking place on comparing, contrasting perspectives from one to the next. So like we went to Auburn, that was a day, and then we were traveling to Tuscaloosa to Alabama, and then back to Georgia Tech. And I thought that was really kind of fascinating. Rami, I want to go to break again and come back. And you said something earlier that I want to kind of ask him some questions on before we kind of move forward. And that is, you said disability services is changing all the time. And I found that fascinating. It's changing all the time. So I'll be curious, are the updating stuff, the learning stuff, is it better processes and stuff like that? But we'll cover that when we get back from the break. Everybody, to learn more about Romney, you need to go check out her website at B, that's just the letter B, focusedcoaching.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're here with Romney Burson talking about college and students and ADHD and getting help and launching your kid for success, all kinds of things that we all aspire to. And we're here to get some lessons learned. Before the break, you talked about how disability services is changing all the time, and it takes me a flashback. Years ago, my brother got his doctorates in mechanical engineering, and my sister-in-law got her master's in biology. And my brother once told me, he said, you know, physics is physics. There was Newtonian physics, and then there's like kind of Einstein physics. And the textbooks, I mean, they've changed a little bit, but he goes, like, biology textbooks are being rewritten every couple years. He says there's mutations and different ways of looking at different kind of classifications. And when you said, it just kind of struck me, if disability services is changing all the time, talk to us about that. What's the root of that? Is it they're finding better ways, or there's new stuff, or just what's your sense of that?
I think it's a confluence of things, Jeff. I think that there's no question that the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act has had a huge influence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, it's just brought an awareness to the country and to educators, as well as obviously some legal obligations of things that need to be
mm-hmm.
done. I also think that there's just been greater willingness to talk about ADHD
mm-hmm.
and other learning differences. And there's been more and more students diagnosed, and so there's been a greater
mm-hmm.
need. So I think it's
mm-hmm.
been a bunch of things. And then obviously, as with technology and the constant change and innovation, I mean, so you know, talking about the college process, I mean, when I was going through the college process, there was no internet. There was like
yep.
one book. You read some stuff
yep.
and you went and visited schools. Well, now there's so much. And that
yep.
brings up something that's really important when you're doing this. You know, most of these schools, you can go to their website, and if you search disability services or ADHD accommodations or academic coaching, you're going to find all kinds of information about what it is that these schools offer. And if you're not finding much information, then maybe a little bell goes off in your head that, maybe this is one of those schools where they don't offer as much, like you mentioned. But the other thing that I think is really important, too, is it's not just within the formal realm of disability services that things are improving so much. So, for instance, at a school at Tulane in New Orleans, you can search for disability services on their website, and it will take you to the department, and you'll learn all the great things they're doing. But for reasons that I don't totally understand, they don't mention there that Tulane has this incredible academic coaching program called Success. But you have to know that or ask about it because it's not there within the website of disability services. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's why I'm saying when you're doing these searches, you know, try to think outside the box. So, you know, schools are offering coaching now. You know, I can't think of a school that doesn't have a writing center or writing lab, that doesn't have a math center or math lab. Tutoring. Peer mentors is something that is, I think, really on the rise. I know at my son's school that they're going to actually start within the Disability Services Department a peer mentoring program. So that current students who are part of Disability Services will apply for and be selected to be mentors for incoming students who will receive accommodations from Disability Service, which I just think is a tremendous thing to offer. There's also, we've talked about some of these in the past, you know, special groups or classes offered on things like time management, dealing with the transition from high school to college, financial literacy, how to deal with anxiety, how to create structure, which is so important since college is such an unstructured environment. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, there is a lot of change, and I think that as technology keeps improving, you know, you'll see changes within disability services, but also I think as parents continue to advocate, as students advocate for themselves, and just as there becomes, you know, more and more discussion nationwide, you're going to continue to see evolution of what constitutes disability services.
It's fascinating to me because I was having a flashback as you were talking. I've coached, probably five or six med students that they thrived as an undergrad. They went off to medical school and found themselves having to sit in their apartment or their living space listening to podcasts with no visual, and just every distraction under man was difficult. And it's kind of funny because the technology makes it easy to get that stuff out there, but it creates a learning problem for those with ADHD that didn't exist maybe 5 years before that. So it's kind of, it's like this balloon as they implement things, it helps things like maybe LiveScribe, it might be good for some things, but also it kind of creates problems for some others. So it's a, to me, I like what you're saying. It's a living, breathing animal that's consistently changing. So it's not static. It's like where we are now is one thing, but in 2 years it might actually kind of change. Romney, we just got a couple of minutes left. Any other real kind of key points that you've learned over the years that if you had it to do over again, you'd let the listeners like know, like what to look for, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would have tried to set up those appointments with disability services to talk to someone. I would definitely go in armed with questions, you know, the kinds of things that you want to know about, which would include what are the kinds of accommodations and services offered, but also what would my student have to do to actually utilize those services once they've been granted the accommodations? Is it the kind of thing where just once every semester they have to alert their professors and get something signed, or is it like a constant are there constant requirements on my student in order for them to utilize those accommodations, which for me just basically negates getting them in the first place. I'd want to know about these other potentially outside disability services types of opportunities that would be available that would be helpful to my student. I'd be very interested in seeing whether there is a student that my student could talk to. And I would want to know, if you do have that opportunity, you know, what were the things that they found helpful? What were some of the pitfalls? You know, what kinds of things would they change if they could? And then, you know, I would also just really be thinking hard about what are the concerns that, you know, we might have for my student as they're going off, just so that, again, you can have as much information as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just the last thing I would say, Jeff, is that, you know, at the end of the day, I still firmly believe that you want to find the overall right fit for your student. So it needs to be everything. The student who's happy in their environment is far more likely to be successful. And while ideally, you know, the school will have good disability services and will have good accommodations, you know, all is not lost if everything that you want or need for your student is not provided by the college. There are always ways that you can supplement what is being provided. So don't be disheartened, but don't be, you know, don't go in with a lack of knowledge, I guess is what I would say.
And so I say I'm going to spring this one on you, Romney.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to share my own personal experience about this in kind of a different way. So today, again, people go, I fell in love with a couple schools as a swimmer. I went to go swim for the coaches. I didn't really care about academics. It was really about going to Olympic trials and U.S. nationals and swimming overseas. And I went on a bunch of recruiting trips. By the way, I probably wouldn't have gotten into college had I not been an athlete. So you're afforded recruiting trips. And I went out there and I would attend these places. And one experience stands out to me. I ended up going to Indiana University and I swam for the same guy who coached Mark Spitz. And what was profound to me, I had a learning disability, I have dyslexia, and I land. And part of the recruiting trip, taking me around, was to take me to the athletic academic counselors. And what they were there for was to provide the resources and to kind of help us. And I sat down with Buzz Kerpius, was her name, I think it was. And this woman knew her shit. And what was fascinating to me was when I left my recruiting trip, I ultimately signed with them and went there. But the profound impact to me was disability services, she wasn't. It was in the athletic department. But what's that building? It's just a word. I don't know where it is. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the people that are there. I'm confident that had I had it to do over again and not met her, I would have gone there and floundered. But because I knew where their offices were, I knew what they looked like, I sat down and I had a relationship with this woman who was ultimately the head. I worked with some other people. It made it tangible. It made it real. It made it something that I knew of. And so when I got there, it dawned on me, hey, these people are here to make my life easier. And as odd as it sounds, my sophomore year in college, I had, because when I was a scholarship athlete and they covered all my tutoring bills, it was all for free. I had the highest tutoring bill at Indiana University my first semester of my sophomore year. And my point of this really was, is there's lots of research that kids don't need help or they don't want help and they don't seek these things out. And for me, Romney, it's because I saw a person's eyeballs. I knew where their office was. I felt welcome. I had that conversation and it was tangible to me that made it it reduced the ambiguity. I knew where to go. I knew who to talk to take me through the system. And what you've described to me hooks up with my personal experiences. If you can take them to this, hey, here's the building. Here's the people. You connected with this person. You have a relationship. It makes it so much easier for them to go back and get into the system. And that, to me, was everything. And I don't, again, I sprung this on you. We didn't necessarily talk about it, but the value to me is it's not this thing out there. I know the people. I know where it is. I see it. I can feel it. I can touch it. I can use it now. So I'll let you comment. We'll wrap the thing up. But that was a value to me, and I think that's a big part of this process.
I totally agree with you, Jeff. And, I mean, you know, what I just did as I took both my boys off to school last summer was, I mean, I had the pamphlet from Disability Services, and I had all the information. And where they go to school, the Disability Services actually does a special orientation just for students who get accommodations. And I sat through the parents' part, and I had my notes. And when we were done, I sat both my boys down, who both get accommodations, and I said, oh, did you know that your school provides X, Y, Z, and Q? And I said, and I think all these things would be really helpful for you. And here's where you go, and here's what you do, and here's how you can do it. Because I wanted to point out to them, here's all the various things that are available to you. Now, here's what I will tell you. My one that I was going through this for the second time because of time and maturity, he followed up on all of those things, and he has availed himself of all of those opportunities, and he did amazing his first semester. My true freshman, I don't believe, followed through on 99% of them. Now, not entirely sure yet how he did first semester because he ended up getting sick and had to delay his finals, but there's just a point, Jeff, at which time and maturity does usually solve all.
And there are, we've done a couple shows on gap years, one with Marie Paxson talking about her kid had needed to have a year to recover from the trauma of high school. And we did another show with John Wilson of SOAR talking about the need for some of those kids just to get one more year, because typically those with ADHD, their executive functioning are a year or two behind. So you let them catch up for a year so that they want to go in. They're kind of at that level. And he does a great job of kind of keeping them occupied. So, you know, Rami, this spectacular guest, a lot of great insight. I hope everybody's kind of really learned from this. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, as always, it's my pleasure. Love doing it, Jeff.
Everybody, check out Romney at B, that's small letter B, focuscoaching.com. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.